Good Saturday morning, guys. Welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colwyn J. Millett, broken owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group, and beautiful. Working on that. North Charleston, South Carolina, guys. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. I want you to remember that. I want you to embrace that. I want you to be reminded of that in everything that you do, in your comings and goings, your day to day, your week to week, month, year to year, whatever it is, be reminded that the things that you do have the potential of creating a legacy for you, for your family, for your children, so forth, so on, as our word teaches us, for generations yet to come. And we want to take advantage of that. So guys, you know, we've been amped up. Thank you guys so much for those who watched this past week. I mean, those who are my personal Facebook friend, I went live. We just had completed. Now, we didn't build it. I ain't build it. So I ain't go out there and swing no hammer. I ain't punch no nails. I ain't do none of that because I don't do that. But we just got an affordable housing unit completed, 2321 Bertie Garrett. Guys, that is on the ground. It is available. It is waiting for you. And we actually have an open house at that property today. All right. So I want you to swing by there after the show. But I want you to swing by there today and take a look inside that beautiful two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, brand-new home that you can afford. But look, I don't want to steal any thunder because I promised you an amazing and awesome lineup, right? Yeah, I know. Y'all talking about me. I know. And I promise you this for a very, 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 very good reason, okay? The reason I promise you that is because we deliver it. So look here, I keep talking about and I like to talk about the money, making sure we have an understanding of the money, our personal finances, but also how to leverage and get to the next step, so forth and so on, all right? So today, I called in an extra special favor, and I was able to get to join us today, none other than Mr. Claude Spurlock with South Carolina Housing. Claude, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here today.
Well, thank you. If you don't mind, tell our listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, like I said, I'm Claude Spurlock. I'm the business development manager for SC Housing. And I'm basically one that goes out in the field, talks about our programs, about our down payment assistance. I do trade shows. I do first-time homebuyer seminars, a little bit of everything, but just basically promoting affordable housing in South Carolina. And with us, we give you the down payment.
That is priceless. So look here, hold on. You know, one of the things that we talk about a lot of times on our show, Claude, is removing barriers or an obstacle. So, you know, people will build up a wall. Okay, I can't do this because of this kind of thing. What you just said right there is one of the things that we focus on and talk about how we're going to remove obstacles. We're going to lower the limits, if you will. So if you don't mind, give our listeners kind of an introduction into, you know, what that means to a consumer on the purchasing end.
Well, you know, the main problem that people have is either credit or their down payment. That's the two main things. And of course, you had to work on your own credit. I can't help you with that. But the down payment, yeah, and got a program for it. But we've got down payment assistance. We've got $7,000 in some counties. We've got $8,000 in others. And we've got a new program that gives you either 4 or 5% of the loan amount as down payment assistance with no house price limit. So if you finance $300,000, we give you up to $15,000 in forgivable down payment. And all our down payments are 100% forgivable. They have some restrictions, but they're 100% forgivable. And that's what we do. I call us the best kept secret in South Carolina because people just don't know that we've got millions of dollars to lend and to give away, basically, for people in South Carolina in that affordable housing range.
So that's one of the things that I've, you know, we go back, and by we go back, I met you a long time ago. One of the first things that, you know, I made it a point to do when I got into this business was figure out how to help people. And in turn, not every person I dealt with knew, understood, could, you know, figure out how to qualify, if you will, for any type of assistance to help them with purchasing a home. And yet there were a number of people that kind of knew the system, if you will, knew how to work through and how to get there. And they achieved home ownership. But there were some people that didn't know, didn't understand, weren't educated, whatever it was. So, you know, I worked for a lot of years and I still do a lot of education. And, you know, with that helps to, get it across to people that there are programs out there. So if you don't mind, kind of give us a peek behind the veil, if you will, as to, so you talked about the 5% down pro, a 5% program with the down payment assistance, you know, component, you know, reached in there. You said there's no limit on that home price, but what are the other requirements for, let's say, that particular program? Because I know some of the other programs have different restrictions.
Yeah, that program is called Palmetto Home Advantage. And it's a non-bond program, which means there's basically no restrictions on the lending part of it. The income limit for a government loan, which is FHA, VA, USDA, is 98.9. So as long as your qualifying income, not your total household, your qualifying income is less than 98.9, you have a 640 credit score, you basically qualify for the program. And then with that, you make a decision, well, what kind of down payment assistance you want. Like today, the rate on with no down payment with that program is 2.375 fixed rate with a 640 credit score. I mean, it's amazing. Then it goes to three. If you want 4%, it goes to 3.125 and 3.25 for 5%. Still a great rate. And a lot of people might not know that the lower your credit score is, the worse rate that you get in some cases. Mm-hmm. So with ours, a 640 borrower gets the same rate as an 800 borrower. Mm-hmm. That is a great program here again called Palmetto Home Advantage. We just released it February 1st, so it's brand new. And it's being out there, and we've got over $2 million the first 2 weeks in reservations. So we're real happy with the how well it's done so far as a brand new program that just rolled out. It also has a conditional option that there is restriction on income of 80% of the median income for the area. And that one has reduced mortgage insurance. You know, a lot of people talk about mortgage insurance. This one has a half of what the normal mortgage insurance is, 18% coverage on a 97% loan instead of 35% coverage.
Wow.
And still great rates on that part of the program too. So that's our newest thing that we just rolled out that we have. And like I said, if you're interested, please contact one of our approved lenders.
I'm sitting over here, Claude, and I'm just like in this, I'm like in this disbelief. So, you know, I was sharing this past week, you know, I may mention in our lead in that we, you know, got a new home on the ground. So, you know, I work with a lot of nonprofits and even some municipalities in creating affordable housing. So we just got a new unit on the ground, did a ribbon cutting and all the stuff, all the fanfare, if you will, even in these times, but whatever the fanfare is. And I was having a conversation and talking about a comparison. So I'm gonna say this briefly and definitely want to get back to some of the other programs that you guys run. But I was giving kind of a comparison. I'm doing a transaction, you know, have a buyer in the, you know, mid 200s on purchase price, and the mortgage payment, you know, where rates are currently, and the county and escrows and all this stuff kind of sits in the, you know, $1,300 or so a month range. And I'm like, that's incredible. Because when I bought the house I'm in currently about 10 years ago, rates were about 5.5%. And I had a payment, you know, almost $1,800 and change, almost $1,900 a month on a similar purchase price, like mid 200s, like 250-ish on purchase price, a stark comparison. I was even in a county that had lower taxes than what this particular borrower, you know, has. So when I'm looking at it, I'm saying, okay, look, it just makes sense to buy a home now. Home prices, okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
But the rates, the money that you pay, the interest you pay on the money is so much lower now. So that is awesome. That's awesome. So that's your Palmetto Advantage program. So what now you guys have, you guys do conventional, you do you do USDA, all of that too, right?
VA, FHA, all of them. All our programs have all the loan in each one of them now. We used to not, but we now have them all in every program.
That is incredible. So down payment assistance is available, all those. Now, if you don't mind, and one of the things that, you know, sometimes, you know, people just kind of get, you know, clouded on is the whole debt ratio piece. So what does that debt ratio piece look like for you guys as far as qualifications?
Yeah, ours on our bond program, but we haven't talked about yet, is 45%. But on our Palmetto Home Advantage, if your credit score is 699 or lower, it's 45. Over 700 goes to 50%.
Okay. That's huge. That's huge.
And a lot of lenders right now are at 43. So we're even higher than a lot of lenders will do right now at the 45%.
That is awesome. That is very awesome. So you guys do, and I know we're coming up on that time, and I, you know, I don't, I won't ask you to, you know, take, you know, open the top and let the cat out of the bag, you know, on this particular show. But you guys do Palmetto Heroes usually about once a year.
Yes.
And I mean, I don't know if you can share that, if that's information you can make. Okay.
Well, don't tell anybody.
Okay.
But we are working on a new Palmetto Home Advantage program.
Okay.
We hope to have it out sometimes in either April or May. I do not have a date yet.
Okay.
Don't have any details of it yet, but we do know one's coming out. So that's the first step. We should know something by March 15th of the details, but we don't release those until it does roll out. That is just, we kind of keep that kind of secret. But last year, because of COVID, we added all hospital workers that had certificates. We also had all grocery store employees.
All essentials, right? Or something.
Yep. And then delivery, all delivery personnel.
Mm-hmm. Amazon, yeah.
So I would assume that we would keep at least those groups in there, if maybe not add more. I don't know. But then it goes with our firemen, policemen, teachers, correctional officers, you know, EMTs. All those are still always involved with those. National Guard members currently. So that'll come out. Last year it had $10,000 and the rate was a half percent below market. So we'll just have to wait and see what all comes out this year. But I can tell you there is one in the process. I just don't know all the details and nothing has been finalized at this time, but it's coming.
Awesome. Awesome. That is incredible and great news for our listeners. So Claude, look, we're coming up approaching fairly quickly our first break here. And I want to, you know, again, say thank you for sharing this information. For you, our listeners, you know, some of you may have kind of gotten caught off guard by the conversation today, and it's okay because you got time. Because I want you to grab a pen. I want you to, you know, flip the flapjack or whatever it is you need to do in the kitchen and get back to this radio so you can hear, you know, and get this information. And, you know, when we come back and pick back up, we're going to talk about how you can get in contact with people that administer this program. You know, that's very important. You understand where the resource at, where this is the source. I got the source, guys, but we need to get to the resource. So guys, look, put a pin in it, hold it, flip the flapjack, get the syrup down, get ready to eat. And look here, we're going to be right back. You listen to Exit Strategy Radio Show. Y'all hold tight for us 1 second. Be right back.
Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. Nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Corwin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in Beautiful. Still working on that, y'all. North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, sir or ma'am, you are in for a treat, because our mission here is to empower our community through financial literacy and real estate education, guys, with legacy building. So, like, a lot of you are always asking, how can I buy a house? I don't have money for down payment. I haven't been able to save up. I haven't been able to do this or do that in order to make that happen. Guys, I have for you on today's show, we went to the source. You know what I'm saying? Oftentimes, you know, people carry water. You know what I'm saying? If you think about it, let's put that into context. But they carry water. They give you information they got from somewhere else. But look here, today, I got the source. I got the source. I got the fountain. So you can come get your own water today. I need you to come here, show up, and listen to this information. We have none other today with us than Claude Spurlock, Mr. Claude Spurlock with South Carolina Housing. Mr. Spurlock, how are you doing on today?
Still doing great. Doing great. Awesome. Today.
So thank you again for being a part of Exit Strategies Radio Show on today. So before the break, we were talking about some of the programs. You were dropping a little bit of a teaser, if you will, about the upcoming Palmetto Advantage program, what that, not necessarily what it will look like, but just kind of framing, okay, this is what it looked like in years past, and we should have an announcement on this in the coming weeks or months. That is awesome. So if you don't mind, many of our listeners don't know, how do they apply for a loan?
The best thing, and I tell everybody the first step you really should is contact a lender. And you have to use an approved lender by SC Housing. So to find those lenders, we have a long list on our website. If you'll go to schousing.com, that's schousing.com, there you'll see the first tab will be homebuyers. You'll click on that first tab, and right under there, it'll say lending partners. Mm-hmm. Click on lending partners. You click on if you click on that link, it'll say your county, put your county in that you want to buy a house in. It'll give you a list of loan officers in that county. Now, some of the rural counties that we service, there are not very many there. Mm-hmm. So you'll go to the next biggest county, and you should get a bigger list of loan officers if you can't find one that you like on that small list in some of those counties. But it's very simple, and that lender will take your information. They will qualify you for SC Housing, tell you how much down payment you can get and what you can actually qualify for. They will do all that work for you and give you a pre-approval letter, which is very, very important. Because if you want to put an offer on a house, you need a pre-approval letter, or they probably won't even accept your offer if that doesn't happen. So it's really important. And then, of course, you got the perfect realtor right here already, so I don't have to tell you how to find a realtor at all. And all you have to do is after you pre-approval, go back to Corwin, get him that letter, a copy of it, and then y'all can start going out looking for houses in your price range.
Well, look, we appreciate that. We definitely appreciate. And, you know, you touched on something. The market right now is crazy. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, talking before we, you know, went to air. You were making mention of how many, the influx, if you will, because from last year, new applications that you guys are receiving. So people are out here buying houses, right?
Definitely. I'm getting so many people call me and say, what do I need to do to get an edge on buying a home, because I put bids in on five different houses and lost all five. I mean, it's nothing to get four, five, six bids on a house when it goes to the market within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I sold a house recently in Columbia, and I put on the market, and within 7 hours, I had four offers on that house. I mean, it was like, and I sold it for, above list price. I was shocked. I thought I had to, you know, do a little better than that. But it's amazing how many people are overbidding on houses mm-hmm. to get them. And so you need that approval letter. You need all that, you know, pre-work done. So you're ready to go the minute they say, yes, you got that bid. You need to get on the ground and start running. A lot of people will say, well, you don't want to do state housing because it takes too long to get it closed. Well, I will tell you that years ago, yes, I will tell you 10, 15 years ago, it took about 30 days or so to get a loan approved. Mm-hmm. Now, we are normally on a 24, 40-hour turnaround on all approvals. Most of our loans close within 30 to 45 days, mm-hmm. almost every one of them, unless there's an issue with title or something. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, we get those loans in, we get them out, because we make money when we close a loan. So, you know, we want to do that too. So that is one of the biggest things that I hear out there. People say, oh, I don't want to do state housing because it takes too long. That is a myth. That is not correct anymore. Mm-hmm. I said, you did something, like I said, 20 years ago or so, yeah, that might have happened, but it doesn't happen now. Everything automated. Everything is done very quickly. We're all working from home. We're working, you know, 8-hour, 9-hour days still. And but things are getting done at state housing.
That's awesome. Because, you know, you did touch on something there. There is a myth in regards to this. Not every lender, you know, for our listeners, not every lender, you know, is comfortable, wants to, is willing to do these types of programs, down payment assistance. You know, and then there's also some agents, to be very direct about it. There's a number of agents, and Claude, I know that you can probably speak to this maybe even better than I. There's a number of agents that when they see an offer that comes across with a state housing loan, the buyer getting down payment assistance, they look at that offer with less zeal than they do with someone who's, you know, putting, you know, money into a transaction themselves.
Yeah, that we hear that more and more, and it's a shame. It really is, because like I said, because most of the people, like I said, you got that realtor that did the loan like 10 years ago or something and had an issue with it. oh, you don't want to say housing because it'll never close and things like that. We hear that all the time. And it's like, it's untrue. I mean, it's a shame. But here you are. We're here, the best kept secret in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then people just don't want to use this because it might take an extra week or 2 weeks is what they say, or 3 weeks. Well, no, it doesn't. It takes an extra couple of days is all it does.
Well, you guys have. I mean, I've worked with, you know, worked with lenders that do state housing for years. I mean, you know, before it was quote unquote popular, and then probably after it became unpopular again, you know, we, you know, and yet again, you guys have improved your processes over the years significantly. It used to be, you saw a state housing loan, it was a 45, 60-day closing some years ago, not, you know, as long as you're talking back, but it definitely mm-hmm. was a long yeah. process because the lender themselves had to write a loan, which took them 30 plus days, and then it had sometimes almost 30 days or more. And then it had to go to you guys, and you guys had to do a similar process. But that back-end process, if you will, secondary process with you all now is much shorter. So
yeah, and even on the front end now, we used to have a forms package that the loan officer had to go with the borrower that was like 56 pages long. Now it's 7 documents. Woo. I mean, like I said, everything has been simplified across the board, it's really easy. And if you get one of our better loan officers to do these loans, it is a very seamless operation. You don't basically even know it's happening if you didn't have those extra few forms to sign now. But it's very simple to do. We've taken all the overlays that we can out. There's very few overlays that we had. We used to have about 25. I think we have 4 now. So there's not any overlays, things like that, that slow things down, or extra things to do that slow things down. The only one thing that we do have, and we're protecting the homeowner, which everyone should get on existing home, is a termite inspection. Mm-hmm. We require a termite inspection on every existing home, mm-hmm. which is, you know, and here again, we're protecting you, the buyer, mm-hmm. for that, because you don't want to get into a house two months later, find out you've got 5,000 termite damage on your house, mm-hmm. you know, and it happens. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing we do require. That's odd. But other than that, it's a standard loan.
That's awesome. So Palmetto Advantage, you guys have the Advantage program, that one as well. Mm-hmm. And then you have obviously your VA and everything else. What other program do you have in there?
Now, our main program that we have is our bond program. Okay. It's called the Home Buyer Program. Okay. That is a standard bond. There are some restrictions on this one because it is run by the IRS, who loves forms and they love rules and things. Okay. But this one, like in Charleston County, you can't own a house in the last 3 years in Charleston County.
Okay.
But now all the other counties around Charleston on the whole coast, the definition of first-time home buyers, you do not own a house at the time of closing. So here again, you could have a house in Charleston, sell it at 10 o'clock, buy a new one in Dorchester at 10:01, you're a first-time home buyer. Or have one in Dorchester, sell it at 10 and buy another one in Dorchester the next minute, you're a first-time home buyer. So even though it's first-time home buyer, not really so much. I mean, we have 34 counties that rule goes in. We only have 12 counties that you have to count on a house last 3 years. And that's the more economically developed counties like Richland, Lexington, and Greenville, and mm-hmm. things like that. Now, the income limits, like in Charleston County, for one or two persons, this is total household income, everybody over 18 in Charleston, $81,000, $93,150 for 3 or more, and $300,000 sales price. Mm-hmm. But in Berkeley and Dorchester, it's $97,200 for one or two persons, $113,400 for 3 or more, and a $300,000 sales price. Mm-hmm. And this comes with a $7,000 forgivable down payment, completely forgiven. You stay there minimum of 10 or 20 years, depending on what you qualify for with your household. It's an FHA loan. Today's rate is 2.875 fixed rate for FHA loan at a 620 credit score.
That's awesome.
Isn't it? I just get aggravated because people just don't think about this. I mean, that is huge. I mean, if you've got a lower credit score, you know, you could easily pay another point on a rate right now. And this one, no matter what your score is, up to a 620, you get that rate. Now, that rate can change daily. But that is our current rate as of today. Wow. And with that, we've got an overlay on this for called County First. Okay. Now, County First is for 20 rural counties that we consider rural, And most of these, a lot of these around y'all, we've got Georgetown, Williamsburg, Clarington.
Okay.
Bamberg, Collington, Jasper, Hampton, Allendale, Barnwell, Calhoun, all those around where you're kind of centrally located. Mm-hmm. It gets an extra $1,000. So it's $8,000 in down payment. And the rate is 0.25% off our rate. So they get today a 2.625 fixed rate if you get in an FHA in one of these counties. So like I said, even though it's the same as our bond program, but just an overlay that we've got for those counties.
That's huge. That's huge.
Isn't it?
It is. It is. And people just don't understand the whole concept. One, you know, you're not that you can't not guys, you're not going to buy a home with no money. All right. Let's be blunt. Okay. You're not going to do that. But you can purchase a home without having to make a down payment. You can purchase a home without, you know, having a significant burden financially to make it happen. And Claude, thank you so much for your time today, because you just laid it out for our listeners, what we've been trying to tell them for such a long period of time, which is these things are possible. We just have to look for the avenues and the vehicle to get there.
Correct.
So, thank you. So guys, look, we're going to wrap up on today's show. Again, Claude, thank you so much for being a part of the Exit Strategies Radio family. Guys, we are out here making things happen. We're working in our community to help and support you. We want to help you build a legacy. And we do that through our partnerships, through our resources, through our contacts and connections, people such as Mr. Spurlock, who joined us today. But I need your help. I need not only for you to listen, I need for you to engage. I need not only for you to engage, but to act. And in turn, your action will lead to your success. I need your participation. That's what we need. So guys, hey, we're going to end today's show on that note. As I always say to you guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in the streets.